Hello, dear Indiepop friends. This is the November episode of Emma's House Music, and just like every other month, you're about to listen to a brief listener's digest of six lovely tracks released in the past few weeks, plus an older favorite at the end of the show. I apologize if my comments come across somewhat nasally today, but I'm recording this with a severe head cold. But I promise none of the music played will be affected by this in any way. First up, we have a band from Vancouver, Canada for you. They're called Woolworm and have been around for about a decade now. They have a new album called Awe out this month, which is their third, and we are opening proceedings today with the lead single of that album called Let Me Wear the Mask. Woolworm's album is a solid post-punk affair, and the single has a nice college rock feel about it in the chorus. More notably, perhaps, if you've ever been a fan of The Dentists and listened to the singer's performance here, you'll see why we like the song so much. Here's Let Me Wear the Mask by Woolworm.
Take the beauty out of it all, like I'm throwing stones at a stained glass window and just watching it crash and fall, raining upon everyone I know. Hands tied behind your back made me feel like you can't leave. Well, just look for me, baby, could you do that for me? Pretend I don't even wanna ask, but let me wear the mask. Oh, 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 oh. Never drag a damn thing out of me. Just a heavy sigh when you talk about money. Then you think of me differently. When I look in your eyes, all I see is pity. Hands tied behind your back make me feel like you can't see. Well, just breathe for me, baby. Could you do that for me, please? And I don't even wanna ask, but let me wear the mask. Oh.
Oh,
Leather Mask from their album Awe, which just came out, and you can get it via Vancouver's Mint Records. Up next are another band who have made music for the better part of this decade unnoticed by us. Charlie Bliss are from New York and have over the years developed their own sound brand. Sort of a mix between bubblegum pop and glam rock, sometimes sounding a bit like a cooler version of Transvision Vamp. Some people call it power pop, but we don't care much for that term. The second album from Charlie Bliss, Young Enough, came out back in May, and now they've released a new EP called Supermoon that gathers more songs from the album's recording sessions, but has a lot more to offer than just a collection of outtakes for the fans. In fact, it's a good introduction to the band, and you're about to listen to the first single of that EP. It's called Feed. Charlie Bliss.
Not the trophy, skirt disaster. Something's always coming after. Stupid cloud in a pointless sky. I secretly wish that these bitches would die.
From their new EP Supermoon, out now. Staying in the US for our next track, anyone who's been following the show or my sorry little Twitter feed for a while will know that one of my absolute favorite bands at this time are Young Scum from Richmond, Virginia. So of course they'll feature on this show when they have a new single out. Their first new music since their debut LP from the summer of last year. It's on a new compilation record that's been put out by our Dutch friend Estella Rosa from the brilliant Fade Away Radiate blog. The record's called FAR Out, a sunshine psych pop compilation, and it's just the right thing at the right time. A collection of sunny 60s influenced pop that couldn't have been released at a more unfitting time than November, and we just love it. On it, we find Young Scum and their new song Seltzer, that's up next for your listening pleasure. The soundman is happy, and so are we. Young Scum with Seltzer from the latest Fade Away Radiate compilation called FAR Out. We started out in Canada and we're going back there again to feature a duo from Toronto next, who call themselves Ducks Unlimited. They've been on many people's radar for a few weeks now, getting a lot of attention for the first song they released on Bandcamp in July, Get Bleak. Ducks Unlimited follow this up with a 4-track 7-inch vinyl of the same title now, and we are going to play one of the B-side tracks for you called Anhedonia. I must confess I had to look that word up in the dictionary, and when I did, it struck me how no one had ever used it before in a song, at least as far as I know. Anhedonia is sort of like the opposite of hedonism. It's the inability to feel lust and joy. And you know, with indie practically being born from a world of white, pale, anemic, shy and depressed boys and girls, one would have thought that someone, I don't know, Davy Woodward or Amelia Fletcher, or for what it's worth, even Morrissey, would have come across this word and used it in a song, but no. The first recorded mention of anhedonia in indie pop comes from Ducks Unlimited. Ducks Unlimited with Anhedonia from their beautiful 7-inch EP Get Bleak, which is out at the end of November on the Spanish Bobo Integral label. Spain also happens to be the place of origin for our next band. Terry vs. Tori are a four-piece from Sevilla who featured on one of our earlier shows and have, after some months of silence, released a string of singles in recent weeks that may or may not hint at a first album being in the works. The latest one of these singles came out on November the 1st. It's called Keepsake Box and has some splendid guitar work on it that I hope you will appreciate. Here's Terry vs. Tori with Keepsake Box.
Thank you.
was the new single from Terry vs. Tori from Sevilla, Keepsake Box. Moving on from a Spanish band to yet another Spanish label, our last new song for today is released on Madrid's Meritorio Records. The band in question, though, are from Manchester, they're called Sprinters, and they're the band of Wigan songwriter Neil Jarvis. Their third record, Struck Gold, is coming out this week, and it's got a strange but compelling production. The sounds almost as if the people playing the music were in different rooms, different cities, on different planets even, but the music still being kept together by the great songs Jarvis writes. So up next for you, here's one of the best from the new album. This is Sprinters with It's Gone. From their very good new album Struck Gold, which can now be obtained in glorious gold vinyl from Meritorio Records of Madrid, Spain. As a regular listener of Emma's House Music, you know that we like to finish the show with an old song, our track from way back. And after a fairly upbeat November episode, we'll ring out this one with a true and proper indie pop ballad, and one of the greatest ones ever recorded too. It is about 30 years old and comes from Ireland, a country that has been criminally underrepresented on the show. It was written and recorded by Ken Sweeney, who in the early 90s was perhaps the most Sarah record sounding musician who wasn't actually on Sarah. His musical outfit were called Brian and released two albums in the 90s. Not a huge output, but enough to spawn an ardent fanbase until this very day. So we'll leave you for today with A Million Miles by Brian, a song which I believe was Sweeney's debut single in 89, but didn't really register with people until being released on Brian's first album Understand 3 years later. So, thank you for listening. One more show to come up this year around Christmas, and it hasn't been decided yet if we're doing some special end of year thingy or just keep on keeping on as usual. So if you've got any requests, please get in touch. But more importantly, buy some records from obscure Spanish labels like Meritorio or Bobo Integral, both of whom were featured on the show. Have a peaceful Advent season and be nice.
Do you remember days we chased here on the sand? Blue jacket on and you bore your fingers through his hand. When I saw all your face one day is done, walking by to your house, sleeping in the dark. Something you remember, always stays with you. But it's all